Joining us now in the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, founded Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I want combat pay for this. Trying to do this with a straight face with the two of these people is just... Okay, I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to y'all. We're going to talk about something outside the song stage sculpture box. We're going to talk about living art.
Oh, I like how you put that.
Mm-hmm. Not the guy in New Orleans who paints on people. Mm. We're going to talk about orchids. This is the first Orchid Society show at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks this weekend. And a week or so ago, I got to visit with Sarah Wadups, an orchidist who lives outside of Rogers. Now, she's cool in her own right because she's a full-time mom and a part-time attorney. But she developed this fascination for orchids when she was on a mission trip in the Philippines. And she came back and she bought an orchid. And then, as she says, its friends followed her home. And now she's got this great 12 by 12 foot greenhouse off of her kitchen. And there are more than 500 orchid plants in this greenhouse.
Did you ask her? Because I visited several years ago a married couple in Bella Vista mm-hmm. who've devoted greenhouses to orchids. And there is something for some people about this flower that just all of a sudden grabs them and becomes, I don't know if I want to say an obsession, but certainly a hobby that has a big part of your life.
Well, she says it starts out like any other collection, that you see one, just like you see a piece of china in a flea market, you see one that gets your attention, and then you collect everything for a while, and then you start to specialize, and she specializes in a plant that's called an angrecum, and it's from Madagascar, and all the flowers are star-shaped, and they're gorgeous, and the plants... Not only do the flowers come in every size from like a dime clipped to the size of your fist, the plants are every texture and color of green. There's even one that blooms green, and the bloom is sort of a goblin face. And the ones that she has blooming in her greenhouse now will bloom clear into June. So it's a good investment. Orchids in the Garden is going to have exhibits of all kinds of orchids, but it's also going to have members of the Orchid Society who will talk to you about this, because everybody thinks orchids are massively finicky, but she says they're really not. You just can't grow them on the coffee table like you see in the fancy magazines. There are classes Saturday and Sunday about repotting your orchid, orchids of the world, how to grow your orchid, so you can go learn everything, and you can just go see these beautiful flowers. It really is an art show of living art.
It's all this weekend.
Starts tonight with a cocktail reception from 6 to 9 at the Botanical Garden in Fayetteville. The show and sale, and yes, they will have orchids for sale, because, well, you might as well.
Right.
Is from 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. The cocktail reception is $20, and the show is $5 for adults and $2.50 for children. The orchids on the cover of today's What's Up, I have to tell you the name. It's a Dendrobium Oriental Smile Fantasy.
I like it.
How can you not love something that comes with a name like that? While we're outside the box,
yes,
because you know I like it there, this is Arkansas Archaeology Month.
Yes, it is.
And it starts tomorrow with an artifact identification day at noon at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale. I know that we all know Jerry Hilliard. He's the poster boy for your archaeology in Northwest Arkansas. Did you know he's working on a new project in Prairie Grove?
I didn't, but I'm not surprised.
They're working on finding three home sites where the houses were burned down either during the battle or right after the battle. And they have significance in interpreting the battle. So they're doing all sorts of things to do this, including they're going to be using the CSI ground penetrating radar.
Which, you know, when Arkansas Archaeology Month started, that didn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the advancements that have happened in technology just since the last 20 years.
Well, they found one home site, and it hasn't been touched since the Civil War.
Oh, my.
So, you know, it really is kind of King Tut's tomb. They're also using the ground-penetrating radar to look for trenches where the victims of the battle were buried, and to look for where the Fayetteville Road went through Prairie Grove. Because, again, that's significant in the battle. But tomorrow, you can bring him your archaeological finds, and he and some colleagues from the Archaeological Survey will try to tell you what you have. So that's noon tomorrow. There's a complete schedule of the month in today's What's Up. And there's a whole raft of other things for the weekend. Antoinette, say go.
Go.
All right. First Friday is tonight.
Yes. Glengarry Boys.
Bentonville. Glengarry Boys and McCafferty School of Irish Dance, the Ozark Highlanders, 5 to 8 on the Bentonville Square. Flying Tomato Cabaret is this weekend. Dinner and music with music students from Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville, 7 o'clock today through Sunday. Tickets are $20, including dinner. Last weekend of Arcadia at University Theater in Fayetteville. Comedy, yes, a comedy by Tom Stoppard. They swear it's really funny. Forget the math. The original Tough Man Contest. Tonight and Saturday at the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale. Tickets start at $15. If you buy the really good seats, you can get bloody. The 149th anniversary of the Battle of Pea Ridge is being celebrated tomorrow.
It's right, sesquicentennial year next year.
Yes. And he just likes saying sesquicentennial.
Because he can.
This is the beginning of the sesquicentennial of the Civil War. So we'll be saying that word a lot.
Do you know what you call the 175th anniversary of something?
I know what you call 125th. That's a quasquicentennial.
175th is the demi-semi-sesquicentennial.
Cool.
Yeah. Huh.
This is why we love him. That's tomorrow at the Pea Ridge National Military Park. Admission is $5. The Arkansas Anime Festival is this weekend. Again, it seems like they just had one. Starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow at the Clarion Hotel and Convention Center in Bentonville. The Cane Hill Kite Festival is tomorrow at noon. Springfield Ranch in downtown Cane Hill. It costs a whole $2.
You know spring is knocking on the door if you're having a kite festival.
Absolutely. Tomorrow is the House at Pooh Corner.
At the Art Center of the Ozarks.
3 o'clock, it's the public performance. When you see one show like this for a children's show, be not confused. This is the public performance after 3 million school children have gone through. Tickets are $9 to $16. There's a gospel fest tomorrow night at 7 at Harvest Time Tabernacle in Fort Smith, sponsored by the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith.
Academy of the Arts, and it's going to be gigantic. Hundreds,
and it's
hundreds. I'm not exaggerating here. Hundreds of people on stage.
And $10.
Right.
And don't forget Sunday, Cartoon Classics.
Rescheduled.
You know, if the Arkansas Philharmonic was Coyote and the weather was the Roadrunner, the Roadrunner won in February. But we're back again for a rematch, 3 o'clock at the Air and Art Center. And, of course, we're making the cartoon references because there will be famous classical music tied to cartoons.
You think Ride of the Valkyries in the one where Bugs Bunny's the...
Kill the Wabbit.
Yeah. What's yeah. Opera, Doc? Mm-hmm. Oscar-winning short.
And tickets on sale today for Little Big Town. Currently touring in support of a new studio album called The Reason Why. They will be coming to the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville on April 5th for the 18th annual Washington Regional Foundation Gala. Tickets start at $45, and the tickets are on sale at the Walton Arts Center at 443-5600. And don't forget that next week is Mardi Gras.
That's right.
So check out the whole list compiled by Sarah Sullivan in today's What's Up. I'm tired now.
Thanks, Becca.
Thanks, guys.
Becca Bacon Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.